I'm Rich Thomas. From Texas to Oklahoma, Arkansas to Kentucky, it was a terrifying weekend for people caught in the grip of fierce storms. It destroyed homes and businesses, injured hundreds of people, and left at least 18 dead. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency for the entire Commonwealth.
We've got about 213,000 homes without power. We have at least five counties that have declared an emergency, and it looks like we have one fatality, though we haven't heard of any other injuries outside of that.
Marion County, Arkansas resident Justin Hurst tells KATV he lost his home.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. I heard the roof go. I started worrying about my brother because, of course, his house was out here in the middle of it all.
Today, forecasters say the greatest risk will move to the east, covering a broad swath of the country from Alabama north to near New York City. All was normal on the Qatar Airways flight heading from Doha to Dublin when all of a sudden
the plane just seemed to go and stop, which it didn't, but then dropped, quite a severe drop. And then fortunately the captain got it under control quite quickly because I was thinking, oh, it's going to keep falling. But unfortunately there was a couple of passengers that didn't have seatbelts on, so they were thrown in front of us. They were thrown out of their seats and hit their head.
One of the passengers on board that flight, a dozen people in all were injured, eight of them taken to a hospital after the plane made a safe landing at the airport in Dublin. Wall Street closed today in its observance of Memorial Day. Tomorrow, the Dow Jones Industrial Average will reopen at 39,069, while the Nasdaq resumes trading at just under 17,000. This is SRN News. Most of the world approves of abortion.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby-Schoen Codex, is up for auction at Christie's in London in June. This codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt. It contains a combination of biblical and other early Christian texts. The codex contains the Book of Jonah and 1 Peter. The rest of it includes part of a well-known Easter homily and a brief, otherwise unknown, exhortation by an ancient Christian leader. This is SRN News. Well, a bit of relief at the pump this holiday.
AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.59, 7 cents less than a month ago, but 2 pennies higher than last year. Highest price in California at $5.12 a gallon, lowest in Mississippi at $3.04. Around the country sampling, it's $3.77 in Pennsylvania, $3.67 in New York, while in Oregon you'll pay $4.31. In Kansas, it's $3.12. In Minnesota, it's $3.32. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Israel says its latest strike on the southern Gaza city of Rafah killed a couple of Hamas commanders. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 35 civilians were killed as well. The Israeli military says it's investigating the claim of civilian casualties. Meanwhile, the UN's top court ordered Israel to halt its attacks on Rafah, but that's something that Israel has refused to do. More details at srnnews.com.